absolutely essential to our world today. For the simple reason that so many people have seemingly lost sight of who Jesus Christ is and why the New Testament message is so imperative, especially for our day and age. I believe that Jesus Christ has been forgotten. I believe that the Church of Christ has been neglected in many places, and the preaching of pure, simple New Testament Christianity has all too often been put on the back burner. And so I am thrilled today and thrilled this week for this lectureship topic. And I'll tell you the truth. When I was asked to preach on Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, I couldn't envision a text I would rather preach from Hebrews, than that particular text of Scripture. And the reason why is because I believe that Hebrews 3, 1 to 6 is a type of transitional statement where the writer of Hebrews, and today I'll say it's Paul, I believe the evidence is pretty strong as Paul, but the evidence is the writer of Hebrews spends so much time discussing the importance of Jesus Christ to these Christians who were being persecuted and tempted to go back to the Old Testament system from which they would have come out of. Today, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to share with you three reasons why Jesus is absolutely superior to Moses. Now, of course, we're not going to try to diminish Moses in any way, shape, or form. He was a great man, and he was a great example for us today. Amen? And the Bible teaches us that he is in that great hallmark of faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, where he is set forth as an example for each and every one of us today in our daily lives as Christians. However, Jesus Christ is absolutely 100% superior to Moses, to the Mosaic system, and to everything that came before him, before Jesus, and also everything that's come after Jesus Christ. Let's read Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Hebrews chapter 3, 1 through 6, the Bible tells us these words. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which will be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. My friends, today as we take a close look at this text of Scripture, and as we think about the ways that Christ is superior to Moses, I want you to think about three things. First, Christ is superior to Moses in regards to his role. Now notice here in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible uses the word therefore. Now, in saying this, the writer is tying the discussion that he is taking place in now with what has been said previously on the matter. Friends, I want you to know today that the emphasis of the Hebrew writer is on pointing out to us the fact that Jesus is superior to Moses because he is God. Look back in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. down here in verse 8. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8, notice how the apostle argues this point. But to the Son, God says, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Now, wait a minute. Who is God there? God is the Son. Jesus. Friends, I want you to understand today that the writer of Hebrews wants us to understand that Jesus is superior to Moses because Jesus is God Himself. You know, it's interesting. Earlier in the chapter, chapter 1, the writer points out in Hebrews 1, verses 4 and 5, that this is one of the ways we know that Jesus is superior to the angels, because God never said to the angels, you are my son. You know, it's fascinating. The writer here argues from the silence of the Scriptures. I appreciate it so very much, especially today, the lecture by Brother Higginbotham, where he pointed out the fact